Welcome to the Beautiful Feet Podcast. Now, I know this is a podcast, or this is a aspect of Beautiful Feet Entertainment that I've used to do, and I haven't really done this in a while, but I really want to jump back into it. I really want to start bringing the podcast or the website up to a little bit more of a conversation. And so, and it's really going to be ministry-based. It's really going to be scripture-based. And so what I want to start doing is not only start sharing personal things in my life, almost like a journal where I just kind of speak and go, hey, like, this is what's going on in my life, but I want to share scripture with you that kind of relates to what I'm going through. But in order to do that, you know, obviously we need scripture. So what we're going to do for this first episode back, we're going to start going through the book of Peter. So I want to give you a little bit of my background a little bit. So I grew up, I didn't know the Bible. And so when I first got a hold of the Bible, like, I loved it. I thought it was a great thing. It was a great tool. But here's the truth. Over a period of time, I kind of fell away from it for a moment. I wasn't reading as much. I wasn't understanding as much. I wasn't grasping God's word as much. But I've had this kind of tug on my heart. And I've been reading through, over the summer, I read through a lot of the Psalms. And at one point, I felt the Holy Spirit just kind of hit on me and go, hey, it's time to move on from that. It's time to go into to a little different truth. And so I kind of just flipped over to Peter and started reading. And I'm going to kind of go over some things in chapter one that I wanted to go over. I'm not going to give a whole lot of background into who Peter is. Basically, I just want to go over the scripture with you guys. I really just want to start reading it and going over it. So we're going to go ahead and get started. We're going to start in chapter 1. This whole section is going to be about chapter 1. But we're going to go in. We're going to start at verse 3. Chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed is the God and Father of the Lord, of our Lord, Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again in a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. Okay, so this starts off huge, and I love it because this is at a time in my life where I truly felt like I needed to hear God's word. And this is big. Listen to this. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So he's saying, blessed be God the Father who gave Jesus to us. And here's what that did. By giving Jesus, here's what it did. It said, according to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again. So we all understand this term of being born again, meaning we had an old life before Jesus, before we met Jesus, before we knew who he was. This is after that, right? Being born again, being given a new life. But I love what it does here. He doesn't say, yes, you're born again. He goes further. He says, causing us to be born again to the living hope. That's it right there. Hope, people. When you do not have hope, Jesus is your hope. He is your love. He is that guiding light that you need so desperately. I know I've needed it so many times, but I love that. Living hope through the resurrection of Jesus. So he's saying through this resurrection of Jesus, you have living hope. Okay? But he goes on. He doesn't stop there, and he could. He could easily stop there and say, well, that's it. You have living hope in Jesus through his resurrection. Because he has a new life, you also have a new life. But he does not stop there. Okay? He goes on and he says, I'm going to read that over. He says, causing us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. So he's saying at one time you were dead. But now you're given a new life. And with that new life, what comes with it? He says, to an inheritance that is unperishable, undefiled, and unfading. It's kept in heaven for you. Think about how amazing that is. The faith that you have, this hope that Jesus gives us in our lives, is unperishable, undefiled and unfading. That means it cannot be broken. It could not be diminished. There's nothing in your faith and in your hope in Jesus that could actually diminish God's worth. It could not diminish that value that Jesus puts on your life. Okay? That right there, we could almost pause right there. That's only two verses of this chapter. But we could pause right there and just go, wait, if Jesus offers hope, and this hope is alive, and it courses through our heart, it courses through our veins, and it transforms us, then it brings us this new life. In Jesus, when we put our trust and our hope in Jesus, it puts us in a new life. And that life that we're given cannot perish, cannot be defiled, and it will never fade away. We could stop there. I want you to ponder on that for a moment, as I've been pondering on it and just saying, yo, this is a powerful God. This is a powerful God who can transform our hearts, transform our lives, and just allow us to live a new life. But he does not stop there. He says, he continues. In this, I'm in verse 6 now. In this, you rejoice. In this, you rejoice. Though now, for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials. So he's saying, he understands. He understands various trials. He understands brokenness. But here's why we go through trials. So he's saying, yes, you have this new life. You have this new hope that will not diminish. It will not break. It cannot fade. But here's what he says. Yes, you're going to go through trials. Here's what the trials do for us. He says, verse 7, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praising and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So he's saying, okay, you go through trials. And guess what? We all go through trials. I've gone through trials. Our family members go through trials. But here's what he says. He says that those trials actually test the genuineness of your faith. It refines it. It allows it to be refined and made stronger. Okay? And in that, you will find that it leads to praising God, giving God glory, and honoring God or Jesus because of that revelation. Why is this so important? We all know, like I said, we go through struggles. I'm not going to speak too much on this, but my family is going through a struggle right now with one of our family members. And the truth be told, like, with that going on and with everything, with the trials and challenges that come to being Jessica and I being, you know, brand new and married. Wow, can't even speak. Yes, there's trials in that, but in that, I've been able to cling to my faith. And without realizing it, I was doing exactly what it says in 1 Peter here. I was testing the genuineness of my faith because it was allowing me to grasp onto Jesus and his word when I had doubts or when I was broken or when I had no one to turn to. And in that, I'm able to find my strength. Guys, that's such a strong thing. That's such a heavy thing because, truth be told, sometimes I didn't, you know, I'm not even going to act like everything was perfect. There's struggles. And I feel like when we go through those struggles and we cling to Jesus, and we cling to what it says in verse 4, that living hope. That hope that could not be, that could not perish, that could not be defiled and not fade. our faith is tested, our faith is strengthened, and we're able to glorify God at the end. I could honestly say that I'm able to glorify God in a way that I haven't been able to in a while, because I didn't understand that suffering or that trial that I would go through. He's going to go on. We're going to go to the second portion of verse 8. He goes on, though you do not see him, he's speaking about God, right? Though you do not see God, though you do not see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your life, of your faith, the salvation of your soul. So he's saying, when you're in a time when you can't see God working in your life, you have so many questions, so many concerns, you get to that point where you're just like, I kind of want to throw in the towel, but I know I need to cling to Jesus. I know I need to cling to that truth. He says, when you hold on, even though you don't see God working, you don't see Jesus in your life at that moment, you believe in him and you rejoice with joy that is inexpressible, something you can't even put into words because it's so sweet, it's so magnificent, and you're filled with the glory of God, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your soul. So not only are you working in that situation, you're actually building a faith that strengthens you so much more than that. And I was actually going to go over more of 1 Peter, but to be honest with you, there's so much in just these first, it looks like about 9 verses. And we didn't even go over the whole verse, but here's the deal. We're going to pause there. We're going to stop there. Because here's the truth. I know people who are hurting. I know people who feel hopeless, who feel broken. I know people. I mean, and when I say I know, I don't mean like I know a statistic. I mean, I know people who are hurting, who are going through pain, who are going through loneliness. Maybe they're going through a depression. I'm one of these people. And this is what I want Beautiful Feet Entertainment and Beautiful Feet Ministries to be a part of. This is what I want it to represent. It's 1 Peter, verse 4, where he says that he has caused us to be born again to a living hope. That's what Beautiful Feet is. It's giving good news to people so they can have living hope. So that they could not only see themselves through a difficult situation with Jesus, that Jesus will be their rock and their shelter, but that at the end of that moment in time, and at the end of that individual's life, they will be able to have glory and joy over the salvation of their soul. So I just want you to understand, I just want you to hear me when I say, if you're hurting, if you're broken, if you can't find hope, that's what Beautiful Feet is for. That's why I'm here. I'm going to be doing this as often as possible, just trying to get the word out there. Please, please grab your Bibles, read 1 Peter chapter 1. I didn't go over even a half of the stuff that's in there, but the truth is I feel like we just need to lay a ground rule. I know we need Jesus. I know that you need Jesus. I need him as well. And I pray that this would be a time where you would find him. Whether you're in a dark area of your life, or you're trying to get out of that dark area, or maybe you're in the peak of your life. You're at the top of your mountain, and you feel like you've conquered the world. You still need Jesus. You still need hope. And I just want to be able to give that to you. I'm not perfect. I'm not a scholar. I have not gone to any kind of seminary or Bible college. I'm strictly reading the word. I'm strictly just giving giving you what God has given me. And I pray, God, I pray that you hear it. I'm going to go ahead and pray for us. I hope that you hear this, those of you who need this. Father God, I want to thank you for the simple fact that you are the refuge of our lives. You are the Spirit that transforms us when we give our lives over to you. And I just want to pray for those who are in pain, who are hurting. I want to pray for their situation. I don't even know their situation, but the truth is, you know their situation deeply. And I pray that you would just build their faith, strengthen their faith, test the genuineness of their faith so that they can lean on that salvation and lean on you in that time. I pray that you would give them that living hope that does not perish, that does not get defiled, and that does not fall, break, or fade away. Thank you, Jesus. I pray that this would reach those who need to hear it. I pray that we would walk in your truth and in your wisdom, Lord Jesus. And I pray, God, that you would just continue to work in our lives. I pray all these things in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless everybody. Pick up 1 Peter, read chapter 1. Follow along on this journey with me. It's going to be on beautifulfeetentertainment.com. It's going to be under the Beautiful Feet in Action tab. That's where you're going to find this. That's what we're going to be building this Bible study on. And keep up with Beautiful Feet Entertainment. I'm going to start putting up more stories. I'm going to start putting up some poetry and different things. All of it's to point you to Jesus. Even if it seems like a dark subject, it's meant to point you to Jesus. I hope you enjoy. I hope you guys just trust in Jesus, follow Jesus, and God bless.